500,000 people to welcome home General Dwight D. Eisenhower. And possibly you can hear the sirens in the background now as the advance police escort sweeps up the avenue. We can see in the distance down toward 40th Street, we can see a large police escort, a motorcycle escort, coming up and preceding the car in which General Eisenhower is riding. And while it's getting here right now, we'd like to tell you something about this multitude which is assembled on Times Square at the moment. Soldiers, sailors, their wives, sweethearts, men, women, and children of every walk of life are here to welcome the great general back to New York. Now, it's a very impressive sight. Underneath us go the police escort, sirens wide open, and there must be at least 150 to 200 of these officers on motorcycles. Immediately behind them is a large car with the news cameraman. We don't know exactly what organization they are associated with, and they're moving rather rapidly. Then also we see a sound truck and a mobile transmitter preceding the parade as it comes up, and there is General Dwight Eisenhower in an open car waving at the people. Seated in the car with him is Mayor LaGuardia. The general is standing up and waving to this screaming multitude here. Believe me, it's a terrific welcome home for General Dwight D. Eisenhower. They've gone past our stand right now, and they're proceeding up 7th Avenue, and as far as we can see them right now, they have reached 46th Street and are continuing north on Broadway. Behind them come the cars containing the other members of General Dwight Eisenhower's party and other members of the police escort on motorcycles accompanying these automobiles. The parade is moving rather rapidly past this viewpoint right here. We understand that they're a little bit late on schedule, and they're trying to make up time, apparently. The multitude in Times Square is waving, and as they go up the avenue, we can hear the cheers of the crowd increasing as the general and his party go along up the street. Well, that's about all we can tell you from Times Square, ladies and gentlemen, except that this vast multitude of people have been waiting here, some of them since 9 o'clock this morning, leaning against the barricade which the police have erected along the west side of Broadway and leaning against the iron rail which separates Broadway and 7th Avenue here in the middle of Times Square. People of all walks of life are here to welcome this great general home. Apparently, the last part of this cavalcade is just going by our stand right here on the marquee of the Hotel Astor, comprising some 25 or 30 police on motorcycles with their red lights flashing, and each motorcycle, of course, is painted red. I'd like to put in a personal word right here. I've seen many of these ceremonies here, but ladies and gentlemen, this has really been impressive. The figure of a man who led the conquering armies of Europe against the foe, standing in the car and very modestly and very unassumingly receiving the cheers and plaudits of the people assembled here at Times Square. And that's about all we can tell you right now. The people are breaking up and the multitude is gradually dispersing in the side streets. We return you now to our studios.
We return you to the music of Vincent Lopez and his orchestra.